Oh, VeeamON 2017. We're coming back to you from Vanguard headquarters. I'm going to tell you, we've got a very special treat for you. We have right here with us the brains behind VeeamON. This lovely lady sitting to my right, Kathy O'Brien. She is the brains behind VeeamON. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and just what it is that you do with Veeam?
Sure. I am the senior manager of global events for Veeam, and we put on all these lovely big customer events as well as incentive programs internally for kickoff and some of our larger customer events and Vanguard training and
I know, amazing.
Other
Thank
VMCE
you.
VMCE training courses. So yeah, our department is really busy, and
awesome.
As Veeam grows, we stay busy.
I know. And so how many attendees did we actually have this year for VeeamON? Because this feels like it's probably the biggest VeeamON that we've ever had.
Oh yeah, it's we've got over 2,500. That's
wow.
Where I stopped counning.
Holy crap.
And I haven't checked since I've been here, so we're over 2,500.
And you were actually just telling me a little story about some of the Partner Day training sessions. We were planning for maybe seats of 100, and we had like 200 plus show up for some of these sessions.
One of the availability sessions next door, we had
jam-packed
seats for 100. We
yeah,
had to have
this one right over here.
It was
right
that
there.
One.
That.
We had
wow.
To have, yeah, we have standing room only, and we had to have the crew with the convention center come in and pull out all the tables during the break so they could fit in a bunch of theater style. So yeah.
Well. You know what, though? That's a good problem to have, because I tell you, people are very interested in availability. And you know what I'm particularly interested in is what goes on behind the scenes to put on a conference like this, because I'm sure that you guys must start planning, what, a month or two in advance? Or is it a little further out than that?
It's about 18 months between the last one and this one. And the next one we have will be even shorter. So
wow.
We're looking at about a year. So it'll be this time next year.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
That's right. You heard it here
but
first.
But I'm not telling you where.
That's right. But 12 months to plan an mm-hmm. event like this is, wow, that's not much time. The months
that's
go by
not,
very, 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 very quickly, because you guys actually bring in resources from Veeam from all over the world
yes.
to do these events. And that level of coordination, just to fly around the speakers, the staff, mm-hmm. the logistical teams, the marketing teams, the Vanguard teams, and everybody to bring them together and have everything flowing so fluidly. I tell you, this morning we had Rick Vanover come in and do a session, and he was running off his feet, just dealing with the typical stuff that goes on behind the scenes at a conference. Nothing ever goes wrong, because do you know what? If you don't see anything as an end attendee, I tell you, I guarantee you, there have been people running around like crazy to make sure that the event is top-notch and amazing.
Well, we want it to be a good experience for everybody, and behind yeah. every experience you have to think it through and come up with a plan and make sure it's executed properly, and that you know we're lucky we yeah. have a really good team in place that can handle all of these components.
I have to say, when you're talking about the team you have in place, even though behind the
you
scenes
you need the microphone they can't hear
whatever.
You Crystal,
even though behind the scenes you can see how stressed some of these guys are, when they get up on the stage it just flows. Like,
oh yeah,
you
our
cannot,
sessions today were great.
You cannot read the stress on them at all. When they're off the stage, you can see it. And, you know, I think that's normal, and a lot of speakers are like that when they're just speaking. A lot of these guys have 10 roles they have to fill at this
yep.
conference, and it is actually quite impressive how they can get up on that stage and just let all that go for a few minutes, really present their message, and worry about the 900 other things they have to do when they're off that stage. So the nice thing is it's really not impacting what everybody's getting. I feel bad for the guys, but they're doing a great job holding it together.
They really are. Many of them have multiple roles here. They're not just doing training and speaking. They're also helping coordinate all the people that it takes to put a session on, or they're developing something that's coming new and that we're launching. So,
well, and in the grand scheme of things too, Veeam is still relatively a small company,
mm-hmm.
so it requires a massive, profound team effort to pull something like this off. Really looking forward to the keynotes. I saw a little bit of a glimpse of the stage and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that we're going to have. One more quick question that I've got for you before we jump off the air here. the logo change. How much did the logo change throw a wrench in all your guys' plans? Because I know we were even talking to our Vanguard group, and they had to change all the prints on all the bags and everything kind of close to last minute.
Well, we actually got a sneak preview that it was coming. So really back in the fall of 2016, we got an inkling that we were going to be able to get to this place. But we were working up to what it was actually going to be and look like up to the last minute. So we had a lot that went into coming up with the logo and the colors and the changing all of everything that you see. And this was our unveiling of it. So
absolutely,
this is a big deal for us.
For sure. Well, and you got to pre-order a lot of the shirts and everything well in advance because these things just don't magically show up at your doorstep. Am I wearing the right shirt? Well, Kathy, thank you very much. I know that you're a super busy person and pulled in a million different directions, and we just wanted to thank you from the Vanguards and the community. Thank you guys very much for all the hard work that you guys put into making an amazing conference.
Well, we couldn't do any of this unless we had all of our great Vanguards and everybody in the community to be behind us and really be great partners.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.